Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that stretches out with real sunrise emotion, but still hits with jungle and old-school DNB character. Now, when I say DJ intro, I don't just mean the first bit before the drop. In drum and bass, the intro is where the room gets pulled into the record. It's where a selector decides, can I mix this? Does it breathe? Does it carry vibe? And does it leave me space to ride in another tune? For sunrise set energy, we want that intro to feel like it's opening up slowly, not just waiting around for the drop to happen. So the overall goal here is a 32 or 64 bar intro that feels emotional, patient, and DJ friendly. We want a restrained harmonic layer, a chopped breakbeat bed, a little bass tease, and enough movement to keep the floor locked in. Think old school jungle DNA, but cleaned up enough to sit in a modern Ableton session. First thing, set your phrase structure before you add too much sound. In arrangement view, decide whether this intro is going to be 32 bars or 64 bars. For sunrise emotion, 64 bars is often the better choice, especially if you're around 170 to 174 BPM, because it gives the music room to breathe. Put locators at bar 1, 17, 33, and 65. You can think of those as DJ in, build, lift, and drop. That phrasing matters a lot in drum and bass, because DJs mix in 16-bar and 32-bar chunks all the time. If your intro is clearly phrased, it feels professional immediately, and it makes life easier for the next tune trying to come in. Now let's build the drum foundation. For old-school jungle energy, a chopped break is your best friend. You can use an amen-style break, a funk break, or even layer a clean kick and snare with a break on top. In Ableton Live 12, you can keep it simple with drum rack if you want one-shot control, or you can drag an audio break in and use sliced and MIDI track if you want more detailed chop editing. On the drum bus, add EQ 8 and gently high-pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear out useless sub-rumble. If the break needs a bit more punch or weight, use drum bus lightly. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. And don't overdo boom if the kick already has presence. If the break feels too sharp, a touch of saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive and soft clip can smooth it out nicely. A good way to think about the arrangement is like this. Bars 1 to 8 can be top-end break texture only, maybe hats and shuffled ghost hits. Bars 9 to 16 can introduce snare ghosts and a stripped kick pattern. Then bars 17 to 32 can bring in the fuller break groove, but still leave enough space for a DJ blend. That space is important. You want energy, but not crowding. And here's a big one. Don't let the break feel like a loop and nothing else. Jungle and old-school DNB thrive on little variations. Every 2 or 4 bars, change something. Mute one kick, shift the last snare, move a ghost note a little late. Those tiny imperfections are what make it feel alive. You can use the groove pool very subtly if you want some swing, but keep it light. I'd stay around 10 to 25% groove amount. Then shape your velocities too. Keep ghost hits softer, maybe around 30 to 70, and let the main snare sit strong. That contrast gives the break character without making it messy. If you want a dusty sunrise feeling, automate an auto filter on the break or on a texture layer. Start the low pass a bit closed, maybe around 8 to 12 kHz, and in the first section let it sit foggy. That filtered softness can feel really cinematic without becoming too polished. Next, let's add the emotional tonal layer. This is where the intro gets its personality. For sunrise DNB, I'd avoid anything too bright or euphoric. We're not trying to sound like a big trance breakdown. We want something wistful, nocturnal, and slightly nostalgic. You could use wavetable, analog, or even a sampled chord hit. A minor keypad works beautifully. A Rhodes-style stab can work too. A filtered jungle piano fragment can be amazing if it's treated right. Put auto filter on it, then reverb, and maybe echo if you want a little depth. For reverb, think long and controlled, not huge and washed out. A decay around 4 to 8 seconds can feel lush, and dry slash wet somewhere around 15 to 35% is usually enough unless you're using a return track. Start the filter around 400 to 900 Hz and slowly open it up over time, toward 2 to 5 kHz. That slow reveal is part of the sunrise feeling. Musically, even a small motif can do a lot. A simple two-note idea in a minor key can create melancholy without getting cheesy. You don't need a big chord progression. In fact, less is often more here. One well-placed stab, maybe on beat 2 or the end of 4, can bring that classic rave memory without taking over the track. Keep this tonal layer tucked behind the drums. It should feel like it's floating inside the intro, not dominating it. Now for the bass tease. This is where we give the body some weight without revealing the full drop bass line. That restraint is really important for sunrise emotion. The dancer should feel the low end starting to form, but not get the whole picture yet. A clean option is an operator sign sub. Put saturator after it with maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Then use EQ8 to roll off everything above about 120 to 180 Hz, and keep it mono with utility. Keep the notes sparse, maybe one hit every two bars, so it feels like a tease instead of a full bass line. If you want more character, build a restyle teaser in Wavetable. Detune saws, low passed somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz, with a slow filter movement can hint at attitude without giving away the drop. Keep the stereo width under control so the intro still feels mixable, and that's a key point. A good intro gives the DJ permission. First rhythm, then tonal identity, then bass hint, then lift. You're not dumping everything at once. You're gradually opening the door. Automation is where this whole idea really comes to life. If you want to stretch the intro emotionally, don't just make it longer. Make it evolve. Automate auto-filter cutoff on the break or tonal layer over 16 to 32 bars. Open the tonal layer from around 700 Hz to 3K Hz across a phrase. Bring in a bit more saturation in the final 8 bars, maybe from 0 up to 2 dB on the break bus. Use a little more reverb send only on the last fill. And if the low end starts crowding the mix before the drop, narrow the stereo width below 120 Hz so the foundation stays solid. You can also bring an atmosphere to make the intro feel more alive. Field recordings, final noise, rain, room tone, filtered noise bursts, all of that can help. Just keep it tasteful. We want classic DDMB tension, not a giant EDM build. A very slow autopan on atmosphere can add movement that feels organic, like dawnlight changing across the mix. Now let's talk DJ utility, because this part matters. If another record can't sit on top of your intro, the intro is not doing its job. So make sure the first half is relatively dry, keep the low mids under control, and don't overload the master with too many wide elements. Use EQ8 to clean up pads around 200 to 500 Hz if they're muddy. Keep the kick quieter than the drop kick if the intro needs to be blend friendly, and check bass and drum groups in mono with utility to make sure the foundation stays tight. A really useful arrangement approach is to think of it in zones. Bars 1 to 16 should be your entry zone, where another tune can comfortably overlay. Bars 17 to 32 can deepen the groove. Bars 33 to 48 can increase tension and movement. Bars 49 to 64 can push toward the drop with more pressure, a fill, a reverse, or an impact. And speaking of fills, even a stretched intro needs punctuation. Otherwise, it can feel too looped. A tiny fill can reset the listener's ear and make the next section feel much bigger. Try duplicating the last two bars before the drop. Remove one kick on the final bar. Add a short reverse crash. And open the filter briefly on the final snare. A snare roll at 1/16 or 1/32 can work great if you keep it controlled. For jungle flavor, a little break retrigger before the drop can be massive. It doesn't have to be cinematic. It just needs to feel like a proper little wink before impact. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. The biggest one is too much low end in the intro. If the intro is muddy, DJs will hate you for it. High pass your tonal layers, keep sub minimal, and check mono. Another mistake is looping the same two bars for too long. If nothing changes every 4 or 8 bars, the intro goes static fast. Even a tiny change keeps the energy moving. Also, don't drown everything in reverb. Long decay is fine for mood, but if the mix gets cloudy, pull some low mids out of the reverb return with EQ8. And don't make the intro too busy. A DJ intro needs room. If every lane is packed, there's nowhere for the next tune to sit. If you want to push this further into darker or heavier DNB territory, there are a few extra tricks. You can layer a dirty break under a clean break for grit, while high-passing the dirty layer so it doesn't steal the punch. You can use parallel drum bus on the break group, with one clean path and one smashed path blended quietly. You can resample your intro FX and chop them rhythmically so the transition becomes its own signature sound. And you can keep the reese narrow in the intro, then widen it later so the drop feels bigger by contrast. A nice advanced idea is the two-stage intro. Make bars 1 to 16 almost skeletal, then let bars 17 to 32 become the real groove, and use bars 33 to 64 as the pre-drop showcase. That works really well if you want the tune to be useful in a mix, but still feel like a full journey. Another smart move is tension by subtraction. Instead of adding more and more FX, pull things out in the last 4 to 8 bars before the drop. Sometimes the hole you create feels bigger than any riser. For homework, Try building a 64-bar Sunrise intro in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. Start at 172 BPM. Use one chopped break, one tonal layer, one bass tease, one atmosphere layer, and one fill or transition effects track. Automate a low-pass opening over the last 16 bars. Add one 2-bar fill before the drop. Then bounce it and listen like a DJ. Ask yourself, can another record mix into this cleanly? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. If you want to challenge yourself even more, make two versions. One more jungle and old school, with rougher breaks and dustier texture. One more polished and modern, with tighter drums and a cleaner bass tease. That comparison will teach you a lot about how arrangement and sound choice change the emotional weight of the intro. So the big takeaway is this. A strong DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 is about phrase control, emotional restraint, and mixability. Keep the phrasing clear, use break edits and automation to keep it alive, add subtle tonal emotion, tease the bass instead of revealing it, and make sure the whole thing opens toward the drop rather than just counting down to it. If it feels like something a DJ can blend smoothly at sunrise, while still sounding like proper jungle or old school DNB, then you've nailed it.